بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا من لا تراه العيون ولا تخالته الذنون ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا تغير الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر ويعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكاييل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرك عليه النهار. ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في كعره ولا جبل ما في وعره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My example is actually like that of a learner who has got a chance to drive on the main road. One is a person comes on the main road with his car, with his motorbike. One is a person that's actually learning just to cycle in his back garden, and by chance the gate opens and he comes through. And actually this isn't the main road I'm on. This is a runway. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, our Hazrat, explained once that actually from Hakim Akhtar Sahib, that the pious are like jumbo jets. They go from place to place, picking up people and taking them to their destination. Not one, two, like a normal, like these Uber taxis we get of today. Not like a mini taxi bus, another 10, 20. Not like a bigger, what we'll call our normal bus liners, 70, 80. But mashallah, hundreds and hundreds at a time. They go and they inspire and take them to their destination, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By chance, the gate opened, I'm on the runway. Make me laugh. A person that's learning to drive, if he's stuck, if we get stuck behind him, then normally we have to, we'll start hooting a little bit. Why? Because he's taking a bit slow. Now we're trying to overtake, so he looks in the rearview mirror, he gets excited, he moves to the side, we're moving. He indicates to the right, now he's moving to the left. Then he's jerked sometimes, then he'll stall a little bit, then he'll even roll a little bit. Sometimes I'll go a bit back, sometimes I'll make a mistake. So really it's only Hazrat Shafqat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl and karam that I'm standing here in front of you. In any event, we learn from Hazrat to start all our bayans with some mudhakara of his sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. قلب و نظر بچائیے داری برائیے تخنوں سے اپنی کرتا اوپر اتائیے ملتا ہے مولا عشق محبت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. In any event, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteed a person coming towards him and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, which we wish to just mention briefly, is that of when a person wakes up in the morning to recite the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. So the imtihan, many of us are, mashallah, students of deen, we are also learning ourselves, and we always feel that, you know, I need to know this dua for this imtihan, or I need to know this sabak for this imtihan, I need to know this masla for this paper or exam which I am writing. Actually the imtihan is all the time. Every day I wake up, it is my imtihan. Every time I put my shoes on, it is an imtihan. Every time I go to the bathroom, it is an imtihan. Every time I take a morsel, it is an imtihan. The imtihan is, am I practicing or am I doing, you know, carrying out that act the way Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, which makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, or am I doing it in my own style, my own fashion, or following somebody else? So this imtihan continues from the time a person becomes mukallaf till the time he reaches حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, till the last moment of mort, of death comes to a person. So what do we say in this dua? We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the ability to open our eyes, for giving us the ability to be able to move around. We just in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from a state of death, and we're acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have taken us from a different state of death. There's different stages of death. One is that's when we go to sleep every night. We're actually going, when we go to sleep, we also tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your name do I die. So we all feel death is so far away, but actually death is so close, it is so near. Every night we are experiencing some sort of a death. And it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that allows us. So many people we've heard pass away in sleep, that they don't get the ability to wake up in the morning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that ability every morning to wake up, to open our eyes, to breathe. We don't even know. And then, of course, how many other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows. The ability to be able to have moved out of our sleeping bag, wherever we're resting now in the last night, to have been able to have moved out of it, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had a bed to sleep on. You go out in the streets and you see so many people, really, even in our country, that has this concrete floor, that is the bed. And really, you see them with cardboard and that is the blanket. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a blanket. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you gave me a bed. You gave me a lovely pillow. So many people, they just take something and they just put it, whatever they can manage to lift their head above the ground. And that is their pillow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this, alhamdulillah, really this is complete praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His ni'mat. So alhamdulillah alladhi, that you have given me then the ability to be able to jump off the bed. That is an ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a quality from Allah, at least it is a permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people can't. They just can't move off the bed. You have to come and people have to move them. One man I know, he ran so many comrades, marathons, and he did canoeing and every type of sport you would have thought of. When he said, I'm going to gym, it was, I'll run to the gym. It's not, I'm going to go to the gym. I'll run there, I'll exercise, and I'll run back. One day we went to visit him, we had to move, literally wanted to move from a lying position to a sitting position on the bed. We had to move his legs for him. Everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave us the ability, feet to walk, and then shoes to put our feet in, and then to get to that bathroom door, and then to have gone, to have had a bathroom. How many people don't even have? The other day we heard a Kalghazari from Turkey, and Alim came back and he said that eventually these people, we don't want to go, this time is so limited, that they came, they went and they found the Syrian refugees living in caves, carved out many years ago and used as stables for the animals of Turkey. And these Syrians then went and they went to stay in these caves. Eventually they got there and they gave one person a key to a little bit of a better living structure, if you want to call it that, better housing. So this person's name was Mahmoud. So when they gave him the key, they said Mahmoud started to cry profusely. So they said, Mahmoud, what is the matter? You should be so happy, you should be laughing and jumping, staying from where you're going, you know, from rags to riches, so to say. So Mahmoud said, you know, two things. He said, firstly, on the day of Qiyamah, I will bear witness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you gave me a place to stay when I had no place to stay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they gave me a house when I had no house. Allah, you give them a house in Jannah. And the second thing is, my daughters, and as men, I don't think we appreciate how in need ladies are of what I'm going to mention now. My daughters have not had the ability, or they didn't have the means to take a ghusl for the last 6 months. 6 months. Just to be able to get into a bathroom, and then to be able to open a tap, like Hazrat mentioned yesterday, we take it for granted, tap open and, you know, water, bismillah, let it flow. It is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like we can never understand, like we can never imagine. Mufti Matara sahab, Damar Barakatum, also yesterday mentioned, we don't understand what in just one, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Not all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One ni'mat, we will never ever be able to comprehend. Just water, leave alone the rest, leave alone the food, the sun, the air. These things are too far. In any event, respected brothers and elders, this du'as to come into our life. Mawlana Ya Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayhi, again we learn from everything, I'm not going to keep saying because what haven't we learned by sitting here in the Khanka. So in any event, Mawlana Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayhi, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to guide so many people and change so many people's lives, and still many, so many are changing because of the Mubarak effort he is reintroduced into the Ummah. In any event, when he had passed away, so many thousands came, mashallah, to make a dua for Mawlana Sahib as he was going to be arrested into his grave. And in any event, so one person had kashf at that time. The Nabi alayhi salam came and told him that let Mawlana Ilyas Sahib come quickly now. I am waiting for him. And on what account was Nabi alayhi salam waiting? Not for this great effort of tabligh and dawat, but rather because of Nabi of Maulana Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayh, he's being so particular on this, what we'll say common, general, small du'as. He was so, the masnoon du'as. Maulana Ilyasab was so particular about it, that Nabi Alayhi Salaam was waiting to receive him after his mort because of this. And these we take so, just a du'a. The other day I read a beautiful saying, they say, Sahaba radiallahu anhum practiced on the sunnah of Nabi Alayhi Salaam because it was just a sunnah. Because it was just a sunnah, they practiced on it. Today we leave it out because it is just a sunnah. What a change of mindset. What a change of attitude. So respected friends in Allah. Really, Maulana Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayh, he also said, somebody came to me and said, what do you want from this effort of tabligh? I know this is what will define a hang, but it's all the same. Maulana Ilyasab, like Hazrat Maulana Rashid Sahib yesterday, all from the same, we're all coming through the same, from different doors into the same masjid. One man entered from that, one from the back, one from the side, but we're all in the same masjid. One might come through, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh said, that the amount of ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave alone not just the amount of creation of Allah, but the amount of breaths of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has kept so many ways for a man, for an insan to reach Him. So many ways. So in any event, Maulana Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayh once was asked, what do you want from this effort of tabligh? There's people going, moving here, there, everywhere. What is the desire? What is, what you say, the mansha? So Maulana Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayh said, that this is, I'll give you an example. There's a young woman, a young wife, hardly just finds out that mashallah she is conceived now and now she is pregnant and due to give birth. And as the news breaks, maybe from while they're coming back from the first initial visit to the doctor when they weren't even aware, and coming back now they're so happy. And in any event, the accident takes place, wife is saved, mashallah, baby is okay, husband passes away. Young husband, young wife. Husband is gone, wife remains. Only for the wife now, at every other visit to the doctor during the remaining 7 months or whatever it is, every time in her mind will be, if only my husband was here. If only he had to see, be with me. You know, now I must worry about getting somebody. I don't drive as it is. I don't even have my own. The car is now written off. Now I must get a car. I must get a driver. If only my husband was here. He would have been, he would have made sure I'm on time. Every time I'm just late for my appointment. And then when the day comes for the child to be born, what would she be saying? If only my husband was here, I wouldn't have to trouble someone at 2 in the morning. He would have been next to me. He would have read for me. Today I have to read my own surah Yusuf, my own surah Maryam. My husband was here, he would have read for me. And then when she gets into the delivery room and eventually the baby comes, mashallah, at that stage, what's the first thing that goes through this wife's mind? That if my husband was here to share my joy, if only my husband had seen the eyes of my baby, if only my husband. Eventually the child, it is now time for the child to, for all the needs of the child, the napkin, the this, the that. So anyway, again she thinks that if only my husband was here, I wouldn't have had any of these problems. Oh, now napkin prices are going through the roof. Every time the baby, so to say, does a number two, yeah, my money is only flying one way. What a life. So if only my husband was here. And then when the child needs to now get to a madrasa, maktab, and a school, she says, if only my husband was here, he knew all the maulanas. He would have sorted out a place for my child. I don't know where to send him, which school, which, only my husband was here. And then the child eventually now is becoming, starting his hibs. She says, if my husband was here, he would have, taken him every day for fajr. Now I have to take my son. And then again, as the time goes on, boy is completing, if my husband was here, now what a jalsa it would have been. How happy my husband would have been. He would have invited. So, what a, and in an event like that, and now it is the time for the child's nikah. If my husband was here, if only, or time for the child to choose a job. If my husband was here, he would have guided him, told him what to do. My husband was smart, he was sharp. And then if my husband nikah, if my husband knew so many people, so many families, it would have been so easy for him to have got married. And then the time comes when the child, like that, his child is born. All the time. And eventually the child passes away also in the lifetime of the mother, and again, what heart. So she said, my husband was here, at least I would have still had him. Maulana Ilyasab Rahmatullah Alayh said, this is what I want. For this ummah to remember Allah like she remembers the husband. For this ummah to remember Allah like this lady, every step of the life of her, the child in her, she never forgot her husband. How are we going to remember Allah? So this is dhikr. Dhikr is not, it's a form of dhikr. Taking the tasbih and making 100 times Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, whatever it is. That is a form of dhikr to get to the object. Malana Sahib, again we learn from our Hazrat, that dhikr takes that one that is making dhikr to the one you are remembering. That is the object, to take us to him. Respected elders and brothers, and when a man has Allah in his heart, not only Allah, and the journey from the tongue to the heart is the shortest journey in the world, but the duration of the journey is the longest. Till mort, the journey continues. Easy to speak, like Hazrat says. Easy to listen also. Sometimes it is easier to, more difficult to listen, because to digest somebody telling you something is a bit more difficult. But to talk is easy. So the journey from the tongue to the heart is short, but very, very long in duration. And then a person has, and this is, the other day I had a client and she was telling me, non-Muslim person, that her sister-in-law's brother, husband had passed away. So she was telling me, so I said, you know what, it's weakness of iman, you know, we also just talk. So she said, no, you don't understand this man. This man, every day, 4 o'clock in the morning, non-Muslim on batil, but so convinced, every day, 4 o'clock in the morning, he gets up, winter or summer, he takes his Bible and he stands under his tree in the garden. And he starts opening and reading his Bible that time of the morning. And eventually he committed suicide. So now I was asking, but so then she says, no, in fact, I'm also now disillusioned with religion, and that, because this man was such, like, so to say, a pious man. So then we're talking more, and like, why and what made him, and she said, no, the wife wanted to leave him. So he showed the wife a point and said, you did this to me, and he blasted himself. So I said, but why did she want to leave him? She said, no, because he was an alcoholic. So Allah put it in my heart at that time, I don't know if it was right or wrong, but I said, from Hazrat, and that's what I've, you know, the little bit I've learned so far, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we like Mawlana Ridwan Sahib said yesterday also, that the protection of Allah, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blocked by guna. So I said that no more, this man could have been praying every day, but the alcohol that was keeping, so just to keep her, give her some himmat, so to say, to carry on. Although we know that he wasn't on the right track from the start. So I said it was the guna that made him do this at the end. The Bible and that helped him in whatever it was for his time. But the guna took him away. It took his peace of mind, his contentment and his family away. And this is what guna does. But when a man has Allah in his life, and this is the desire of coming here and attending programs like this, to get Allah so much in our life that it becomes difficult to disobey Allah. And then a time will come, like Yusuf alayhi salam, and this is, now that we're talking about small imtihans in the form of masnoon du'as and sunnah, so to say smaller. The big imtihan is at the time when guna comes. Yusuf alayhi salam in a room, young men, the younger you are, so to say, the more your kettle is boiling. To take that kettle off and make it stop boiling immediately, very difficult. But a man, old man, that it's already simmering down, then to take it off, it's already cooled. So that man in the heat of his youth, all Nizam, intizam made. Everything was made for him to do what he wanted. Zulaikha locks all the doors. She opens herself up and says, come, do what you want to do. In fact, at that stage also, there's a little like a idol or something there. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, what is this? She said, no, this is what we worship. And she takes a sheet or something. Before that already it was covered. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, no, our Allah is not like this. Allahu nadirun ilay. Allahu shahidi. Allahu ma'i. Allah is with me. Allah is looking at me right now. And Allah's cameras are not like our cameras. Defective. CCTV, sometimes we're so scared just because the camera is watching. The one day we went somewhere and somebody's phone got stolen, so they took the CCTV and all the images, this angle, that angle. But eventually what happened, the man just looked down. At a certain point finished, no one could see. Allah's ground is a camera. Allah's trees are everything. Allah's air is the camera. There's no way of escaping Allah. So what Yusuf alayhi salam said, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ. That this Allah, that gave me the ability to wake up this morning and every other morning, and every morning to come will be only from this Allah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gave me the ability to talk and to walk and everything that I have inside and outside, from beginning till the end and even after the end, so to say. Who has been so kind to me, so tolerant to me, so patient with me, who has been so generous towards me. How can I disobey this Allah? Not out of the fear of Allah, out of the love of Allah. When a person understands how much Allah has done for him, how can he not want to How can you go out of his way to upset his Allah? To make this Allah naraz? It can never be. It can never be. So my dear friends and elders, we need to... all the azkar and all now, mashallah, this is supposed to be our wazaif bayan. Now all these wazaif and everything is directed towards this one object of Allah in the heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. And when Allah is in the heart, really, then our lives will be worth living. Then we'll have jannat in dunya and jannat in akhirat. وَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. In nothing else has Allah kept this itminan of this heart but in the remembrance of Allah. And it doesn't mean remembrance of Allah only when you're making that tasbih or only when you're in salat, but remembrance of Allah wherever you are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we hear from a hadith al-Qudsi that whenever you remember me, I am with you. I am with you. So wherever, even if you're remembering Allah at a time when, you know, we're about to, or guna is tempting us, Allah will be there with us. But are we remembering Allah? Are we remembering Allah? So respected friends and elders, this life, again the example of the bubble, that because we find like everything outside, we're getting attracted by this world. Again, the example from Hazrat, that we're getting so attracted by the lights of this world, and the more lights you shine on this bubble, the more it will dazzle your eyes. So the bubble from the outside is looking so nice, so we're all going for it. But the one that's inside the bubble, the one that is inside the bubble, what life he has. What life he has. It is a constricted life, a tight life. All the time, it's like suffocating. So my dear friends and elders, nothing in this dunya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our happiness in. But Allah bi dhikrillah. That in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that happiness you are searching for, that contentment you are going out every day for. So respected friends and elders, we'll have some Yasin Sharif now and some Askar. So I'll just mention one or two wazaif to fulfill even the rights of this. Actually this program supposed to have been. We'll just mention two quick ones. One is Hazrat Abdullah Rajallahu Anhu came to Nabi Salih, reports that a person that reads the three kuls in the morning and three kuls in the evening with Bismillah before each one. So meaning nine Bismillahs and three kul wallahu ahad. That will suffice a person, number one, and number two, it will remove all his worries. When they say suffice, it means that a person that cannot, doesn't have time to do all his wazaif, for whatever reason, sometimes, like Hazrat explains, we got an early appointment, or we are a bit late in the morning, so we can't have a full breakfast, but you'll just have a quick cup of tea and you'll run off. So this is like that quick cup of tea, it will be enough to satisfy you for the next few hours. So this dhikr, three kuls is going to be like that. A person, we should be reading them every day, but the time we do not have the ability to do all our dhikr, then at least, or in wazaif, at least do this much. So for practice, must we do one? Okay. So we can all, inshallah, on our own, time is against us. And then the second wazaif will be that of Hazrat Abu Umama, Rajwan, who came to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, O Nabi alayhi wa sallam, the du'as you have taught us are so many. I don't have the ability to remember all of them. The Alayhi Salaam said, shall I show you one dua, a few words that will encompass all the duas I ever made in my life, something to this effect. So Nabi Alayhi Salaam told Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu that, say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyyuk Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adaka minhu 'abduka nabiyyuk Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam antal musta'an wa 'alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata. That oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Nabi alayhi salam has made dua for goodness, then grant us that. Whatever is asked for protection from evil, protect us from that. You're the one we ask for, you're the one that is sufficient for us. There's no one that can save us from evil except you. No Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can propel us towards good except you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the ability and tawfiq to live the remainder of our life in such a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us till mort, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fazkuruni azkurkum ana jalisu man zakarani. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye ab gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر بے خبر سارے خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہو خبردار تیرا. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلهي أطا وذر درد دل كبرتا بيدر دمار تيرا. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ، کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا. نہیں یہ دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب، تو ہی مطلوب، میں وہ طالب تیرا. اتا غم رک امید، امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤ اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت، میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں. اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا، اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار ہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو، سرشار رہو، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. نعرہ مستانہ خوش میں آئیدم، تا ابد جانا چنی میں بائیدم. اللہ جل جلاله وتعالى شانه. الله 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 أعراج الآسماء حمد نبود راد را غير خدا محرم نبود. الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 اللہ. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. اللہ الله 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 الله. خالبي برجا زبای مشتری شاهد درمان دگارا و آخری. الله 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 جل جلاله وتعالى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
الحمد لله. The time of Ishraq has ended already. So we should try to read 2 rakats, 4 rakats of Ishraq Salah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who after the Fajr Salah is set engaging in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rises, about 10 to 15 minutes after sunrise, and then he performs 2 rakats of Ishraq Salah, then all his, then he will get the thawab of a full Hajj and a full Umrah. Full Hajj and Umrah just by reading 2 rakats of Salah. And if he reads 4 rakats of Salah, comes in a hadith of Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever reads 4 rakats of Salah in the early portion of the morning, I will make his needs for the day easy. I will fulfill his needs for the day. So a person, his dunya needs will be taken place also off, and for the life of the akhirah, great reward a person will get. We should make it our habit daily to recite our Ishraq Salah. So inshallah, we should read 2 rakats, 4 rakats of Ishraq Salah.